Coming up at the top of the hour, we'll have entertainment news, of course. But right now, it is Monday, time for Church Complaints with Reverend Mo Town and Reverend Adnoid in for Deacon Def Jam. Here we go.
Ooh. You can tell by the tones of nasal congestion that we will have a special guest this morning. My older brother that got me into the ministry. If it were not for him, I would have never found my way into the ministry. He is my oldest brother, my dearest friend. Ladies and gentlemen, one of the greatest preachers of all time, the Honorable the Pontificate Reverend Adnoid.
Good morning, everybody. It is not nice to start a morning.
Listen to it.
What I'm saying, Lord, good morning, everybody. Good morning, Carla. Good morning, Junior.
Good morning, Reverend Adnoid.
Good morning,
Junior. Listen to them glorious religious tones. Come on, Doctor.
And church announcements. First, a church announcement, and then we'll go into complaints. If you like to sign your baby up, if you like to sign your baby up for babies with facial hair, we have a winner.
A winner?
We already have a winner. Whiskers Willina is the winner from last year. She won again. So if you are thinking about signing your baby up for the babies with facial hair contest, we already have a winner. Moving on.
And also to also let you all know, stop asking for her birth certificate. I was at the hospital praying for the mother and father when it was born because they wasn't sure what it was. And through prayer, we found out it was a little baby girl. And, you know, the fact that they didn't want them at first because they thought it looked like a little werewolf baby. Oh, we got past that.
Cutest little thing. Cutest little thing you ever want to see. Yeah.
Just been shaving since she was.
Sideburns and mutton chops, and we love her. We do love her. You're absolutely right.
Been shaving
Sister
since
Jenkins,
she was 8 months. Go ahead.
Yeah, since she's had them. Sister Jenkins wants everybody to know if anybody bought her pies for last week, bought one of her pies, eat very carefully and very slowly. There's a missing gold tooth in one of the pies. We don't know where it is. But when you find it, we need you to wash it off and return it. Wash it off and return it.
Now, we have an announcement.
Well,
wherever you find the tooth, we still want you to rinse it off and return it. However you find it. If you find it in the pie, or if you find it, wash it off if you find it in the pie. If you find it in your mouth, wash it off and return
it. Wash it off.
And if you find it in the bowl, wash it and return it.
Please wash it off. Do not bring it back.
If you look down in there before you flush and you see anything flicker, snatch it.
Glittering. Yeah, that's it. Reach down in there, get it, wash it off, and return it. Okay, all right, moving right along. The only white member we have in the church whose name is Karen would like from now on to be recognized and go by the name of Wilhelmina, if that's okay with you. She wants to change her name from Karen, if that's okay with you. What do you say? What do you say about that?
We're not going to allow that.
Oh, no.
Your name is Karen. You're going to ride with that. We don't get to take this color off. You ain't going to take your name off.
She got to deal with it.
Thank you. Next one, Deacon.
So in other words, she could not change her name. There's no,
no, sir.
No, no way we're allowing her to change
Pastor
her name.
Pastor says no.
That's a no.
Because of COVID-19 and everybody was locked down, this is to you, a lot of the willing workers were not willing. Now that COVID is over, they are now willing, and they'd like for you to hook them up with deacons who are just as willing. Could you see about doing that? They're willing now. They weren't willing because of COVID. would you hook some of these willing workers up? Would you be interested in doing that?
No, we're not going to do any of that such a thing. This ain't a dating site. This is a ministry. So we're going to change this to the willing workers, to the Lord willing workers.
Uh-huh.
Lord willing. Then if the Lord ain't willing, then you'll be by yourself. That's all to it.
That's it?
All right.
That's all
right.
You need
Anderson,
for that one.
That's all you need. The Anderson family has just enough for the funeral. They want to know, would you be willing to preach pro bono, meaning you don't get paid for the burial service, if you're willing to go in and preach pro bono for the service? Is that something you'd be interested in doing?
I've never known what pro bono was, nor am I intending to figure it out. The fee for preaching is still the same. Now, unless you just want your loved one to go on without no words, then so be it. But these words is $250.
Can they work out a payment plan with you, or pay some now and then some later on?
You can pay half now and half right before I talk.
But that ain't the plan. They want
hard to collect
$10
money
a week.
Oh no,
$10 a week is what they.
It's so hard to collect money from deceased. I don't do $10. I got to fill my paper.
Okay. You've also been asked to preach at the Backsliders Retreat. They want to know, would you come down and say a few words, bless them with your... They are paying now. They have money. The Backsliders have money.
I am definitely going to be there for that, yes. I have a special message to Backsliders.
This is funny.
We're going to bring the band with me. I hired a lot of members from War, because the theme song is Slipping Into Darkness.
You gonna open with that. You gonna open with that.
Whoa, great. That's the song. They love that.
They're willing to pay you $500.
$500. I'm there early.
A mess.
Yeah. Special private healing sessions too. Sometimes you gotta wash out your system what you done backslid on. Sometimes you got to know what you're praying for.
Preach, Pastor.
Right.
Huh. Come on now.
All right. With the word.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
That was a word. Sister Carla, coming up at the top of the hour, entertainment and national news right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.